Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Rebecca says, does it ever close its mouth? I don't know. Ben Glaze says, it's got more teeth than a Zaniac, former Zaniac. That's not saying much. I never forget the times when I would interact with former Zaniacs, and I could just feel this, like, this little, like, uneasiness in my stomach. When they would talk, and then you'd see, because when you open up your mouth, if there's anything brown in there, you got to get that taken care of. And if there's actual teeth split in half, and where the split is, it's brown and like all oozy and nervy looking. Yeah, you got to either rip your teeth out yourself if you can't afford it, or I don't know, have somebody hit you with a 5-pound dumbbell right in the face and get those fucking things out of there. I would rather see just your gums than those teeth. Corey says, yeah, just a head with fins and a mouth hanging open. It sounds like those meth whores. Chris says, they were scary people, especially during lockdown and the Zooms. They felt very comfortable. Oh, big time, man. Aram says, did Eric used to say he will never go in the ocean because of no one knowing what kind of sea monsters are lurking in there? That's absolutely true. I did say that. I remember when I went snorkeling in, and I don't know what caused me to change my mind. It might have been a shark attack or some shit, but when we were in Honduras, I was still doing like triathlons and all that shit. So I had to go jump in the ocean and swim. So I'd swim back and forth, you know, 100 yards, turn around, 100 yards back, and do that for like however long. And then, and I got my fucking little swim goggles. And then I swam a little too far and I encountered this coral reef and it was pristine. I was like, Jesus Christ, I didn't know this was here. So then it goes for like 5 football fields worth of coral reef. And I swam in about 25 feet and I go, oh my God. So then my head is down and I'm just looking at all the sea life and starfish and fucking Dory's over here and Nemo. And what are they called? The sea, are they called enemies? Sea anemone? I'm not sure how to say it. And it was just spectacular. So I swam back into shore. And I come running out of the water, run up the beach, and Pooh Bear is there. And I go, you got to get a snorkel and a mask. We got to rent this shit. You got to see this. Went back out there, and my God, was it awesome. But I think that's it. One and done. I wouldn't do that anymore. It's just too, I don't like the idea, the possibility of getting eaten by a shark. Hang on. All right. That reminds me, when we were in Honduras, there's this fucking gypsy-looking bitch walking up the beach. And Pooh Bear is laying there in a fucking beach chair reading a book. And this lady comes up And she says, can I give you a 1-minute massage as a free sample? And if you like it, I'll give you a foot massage. I'll give you a 10-minute foot massage for $25. The Pooh Bear says, okay. She does the 1-minute foot massage. And then Pooh Bear says, oh, that was great. And she goes, do you want the 10 minutes for $25? And Pooh Bear says, no, thank you. This was a problem. Because then she says, well, then you owe me $25 for the 1 minute. And she goes, what? So now you have local Islander lady, Gypsy Mama, and Irish redhead Pooh Bear in a standoff on a pristine Honduran white sand beach with all sorts of tourists looking on. And they're like, uh-oh, she got another one. And it took about 15 seconds before, yeah, why don't you go fuck yourself cross somebody's lips? Guess who that was? So Ernie, remember Ernie? He sees all this. And he says, Mrs. Z, I think you should just pay her. And she goes, no, fuck that. And she goes back to town on this gypsy bitch. And Ernie realizes there's no turning back. Now, he made a good move at this point. He ran back to where I was. And I was in this, our little bungalow or whatever the fuck it was. And he comes running, Mr. Z, Mr. Z, Mr. Z. What? Mrs. Z's in trouble. And he explains to me, and I go, I don't think she's in trouble at all. He goes, and so he goes, this is not going to end. This is, I've seen this happen before. These people are crazy. Do you have $25? I go, yes. He goes, get it and go give it to this lady, quick. He's freaking out. I go, all right, fine, fuck you. I get the $25. I run out there, and I see this, and I go, ma'am, it's okay. Here you go. Is this good? And she's still pissed off, though. She wants to fight Pooh Bear. And I was waiting for her to pull out a fucking voodoo doll or some shit and start stabbing it. And you know, God knows what happens with that. But that was a close call there, you know. These two, I mean, I don't know about ultimately what the Honduran fucking Garifuna gypsy bitch would have done to Pooh Bear. But I know what Pooh Bear would have done to gypsy bitch. That reminds me of, there were so many amazing adventures that happened in Honduras. You're probably thinking that I'm going to tell you the story about when I had to shit in the road. That'll be for another day. Or maybe this day. I don't know. But I had a ton of Honduran currency. What is it called again? Lempira. Instead of a dollar, it's a lempira. And the exchange rate is ridiculous. If you have like $100, they give you like 50,000 lempira. I mean, your money goes a long, your US dollar goes a long way in this fucking town or in this country. So I've got fucking Jesse Pinkman lempiras. That level, I have stacks of lempiras. And I was, like I said, I was still swimming, biking, running then. And I go for a run. And the locals on this island, Roatan, they fix the road. They have sand and gravel, and there's always potholes everywhere on these roads. And they fix the road, and they hope that the tourists will say, boy, isn't that nice? Stop the car and give them money. And the tourists do, us. So I knew this. And I had all this money, and I said, fuck it, I'm not going to exchange this money back. I'm going to go make somebody's day. And I'm going for a run, and I've got a sack of money, like money bags money. And it's all like rolled like a goddamn drug dealer with a rubber band around it, like several rolls of these bills. And so I'm running with the money, and I come around a corner and go up a hill, and I see this dude with a shovel. He's putting the fucking dirt in, and I go, oh, this is going to be something. And I come running up, and he barely speaks English. I go, hey, And he thinks I'm going to fuck him up or something. So he's a little concerned with me stopping. I go, how are you? And he's like, yeah. He's not talking too much. And I give him the bag. And he's like, huh? And because typically it's someone driving who'll give you a few bucks, you know. This is hundreds of lempiras here. Maybe even thousands of lempiras. And he opens up the bag and he looks at me like this. And I go, There you go. I don't even know. They speak Spanish there. So I didn't know how to say anything. I knew how to say dinero, gracias, de nada. So I'm just like, de nada, which is you're welcome. He's like, gracias. Oh, yo. And he couldn't believe it. He just picks up his fucking shovel, throws the dirt in the woods, and he's fucking, oh my God, he's got money for, I don't know how long that would last you, but your dollar, the lempiras, this was good. This is like a week's worth of fucking pay for this fuck. Holy shit. Cole said you should have thrown out some forbidden Spanish. Tu madre es una puta. So if they didn't fix those potholes, they're like holes into hell. And Ernie's dad gave us a car to drive around in. It was like an old fucking Ford Focus. And we're driving it, and I hit a hole. And it immediately fucked up the car. We knew there was a problem with the car. So it was like our last day, and we were actually on the way back to Ernie's dad's house to drop the goddamn car off. And I took it up this hill. Past the guard towers where they got armed guys guarding the house and his fucking attack dogs around the house. And we pull the car up into this driveway. It's palatial. And I park it and we get out and the front left tire is like crooked, you know? It's going into the car. I'm like, oh no, fuck. So we didn't want him to see it because he never uses the car. So we turned it around so that you couldn't even see the fucking thing. And just like, hey, thanks, you know? And I'm like, Ernie, aren't you worried about it? He goes, he won't even notice for weeks. It's cool. It's fine. Cole with the question, how old was Jackie at this time? I think she was over 16, okay? Which the age of consent in Michigan is 16. Fuck off. Chris says, I love the guard story when you were running. Same trip. Running. I feel a rumbly in my tumbly. Okay, I've got minutes before I have to go poo. This is in the jungle, okay? You're hearing coo, 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 ka, 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 out there. And, And I hit this, this guy passes me, and it's in a patrol car, a security company. And I go, boy, what's that? And I figured out that they're checking on the properties. Like, people own these properties, and they hire the security company to check on the properties. So sure enough, I come around the corner, and there's a it looks like a strip mall, but it's three or four businesses in one building. And they're all closed except for the security company, which is on the upper floor. It's two stories. And there's a couple cars with flashers on top, and these guys are there waiting to do their rounds. And there's another guy there in the parking lot. I go, hey, you guys got a bathroom up there? He goes, yeah. I go, can I use it? He goes, absolutely. Just go up the steps. Now, these are all natives. They all live there. And so they all sound like, I don't want to say Jamaican, but they're all very deep-voiced and big. Most of the locals are big. They're all Spanish speakers. Some look Latino, others look black. Black like black as coal black. Now, I'm telling you that for context. Because I go up the steps and I'm walking down this hall and I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. And it's a door, regular doorway. And as I turn into it, this shadow fills the fucking doorway. And this giant is in the doorway. and he puts his hand on one of the jams, and he goes, "Can I help you?" I don't want to do the accent. "Can I help you?" I go, "Yeah, guy down there said I could use the bathroom. Is that cool?" He goes, "Number one or number two?" And I go, "Oh, no." I go, "I should have lied. But I was afraid that if I said one and then he figured it out that it wasn't number one, I'm dead." I go, "Honesty is the best policy." I go, "Number two." He goes, "No." And he's just looking at me. I'm like, "Oh, fucking shit." I go, "Really?" I go, "Please? No." I go, "All right, I'm not asking again." I turn around, walk back down the hall, down the steps, and down the road I go. And it's there, all right? It's ready to go. I can't run. If I run, I'm in jeopardy of losing it all. Amazingly, I don't have to go far before there's another road. It's a dirt road, and it's not traveled well. And I look down it, and all I see is vegetation on either side of it, reaching out to the road. And big, gigantic leaves on these jungle trees. And I go, "This is it. That's my bathroom." I wander down probably about 50 yards on the side of the road. You know, it's a crown road, so I'm on the side of it. And when it ends, it goes straight up. So it's almost like a gully. I'm able almost to like lean backwards. Now, I mean, there's a chance that a fucking viper snake is there. It's going to bite my cock as I drop my pants. And just this hellacious bit of two girls, one cup turd comes flying out of me. And I'm like, you know, like Dumb and Dumber. Oh! Holy shit. And then I grabbed this giant fleshy leaf. It is perfect. It was just, I mean, no chance my fingers are going to rip through or anything. Boy, did it do the job. And it just about saved my life. Just this huge pile of man loaf right there on the side of the road. My God, I got the hell out of there. They probably erected like a shrine to it, the locals. This here lies the forbidden shit. My God. Aram asks, "What would Eric have done if the guy at the bookstore asked the same question as the bouncer in Honduras?" This is another one of those Aram things where I'm not quite in your brain, so I can't really, I don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes you struggle with context and explaining what you're getting at. Like, you know it, and only you knows. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He says, "Oh, my God, what do you mean the bouncer in Honduras? When in the last show have I talked about a bouncer in Honduras?" What do you mean the bouncer in Honduras? The guy at the top of the stairs. At no point in this story did I say he was a bouncer. I said he's an employee of a security company that surveys rental properties. At what point in this story did I say a bouncer? You idiot. Good God. Very confusing. You are. You're a kind of a puzzle to me sometimes. All right. This trip down memory lane brought to you by the Grand Rapids Gold. They have a basketball game coming up Saturday, February 22nd. Stop it. No licking. Stop. Darla? No. Stop. It is Paw Patrol night with the Grand Rapids Gold. Kids are going to love it. The Paw... Darla? Oh, hold on. Aram says that's ridiculous. You might as well have wrote, Eric, what would Eric have done if the guy at the bookstore asked the same question as the scuba diver in Honduras? See how that doesn't make any sense? You can't write like an idiot. I mean, I'm really at a disadvantage here. It's probably a good idea if you want to fire off a joke to have it be contextually accurate. My God. I mean, all I'm doing is reading your words. You know? Maybe like write it and then pre-read it and then pre-read it again and then rewrite the whole thing so that it actually makes sense, you know? Cole says, Banhammer. No, he hasn't done anything to piss me off. That's not like a Banhammer offense there. Okay. Where was I? Good God. The Grand Rapids Gold, February 22nd, Paw Patrol night. You can get your tickets at grandrapidsgold.com. Get tickets for you and all your crew and have a good time at the next Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. This show brought to you by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. Call Mario from anywhere in the U.S. and get started on getting pre-approved for your mortgage, 231-332-6505 today. There is one cannabis shop that supports me, and I support them, Green Medicine Shop. Make the trip to beautiful Greenville, Michigan, and see the difference of Green Medicine Shop. The store is owned and operated by a pharmacist. That means that if you have questions about the process, cannabis, what it actually does to you, maybe you're just kind of curious and you're thinking you might want to get high. Well, try Green Medicine Shop. They can answer all of your questions. 21 and up, recreational cannabis, 18 plus medicinal cannabis with Med Card. You can get the Med Card at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Isn't it crazy that when we were growing up, it was such a big deal? I mean, if you got busted with pot, you're going to fucking jail, you know? Now, it's like totally cool to like get high while you're driving. I take that back. That's not cool. But it seems like everybody does it, you know? I can smell it when I'm on the road, seriously. But when I was a kid, so you're growing up, there's no way in hell you can smoke pot. And it wasn't the easiest thing to get. And you couldn't drink if you were under 21, which still remains true. Now you can get high if you're older than 18 with a Med Card. And getting a Med Card is as simple as just going to thegreenmedicineshop.com, filling out the form, dropping down $50 or whatever it costs, and you get your Med Card. It's that simple. Megan says, dog, hold on a second.
Bruce!
Is there anything worse than the sound of a dog licking its paws? I don't know why, but that goes so far into my brain, I cannot handle it. First, Aram writes, when he's saying he means me, and he can't even read them correctly when I don't have typos. So that's my bad. Aram, the whole thing is your bad, all right? The joke that you wrote was, what would Eric have done if the guy at the bookstore asked the same question as the bouncer in Honduras? First of all, when you say bookstore, that's from yesterday. So I barely remember what I'm doing now. So for me to have to tap my brain yesterday to a story I talked about on this show is hard. Then you reference something that I did not in your joke, you cock. So is it not acceptable for me to wrinkle up my face and say, what the fuck? And then you're like, oh my God, if I could have yelled at you through the computer, I would have. It's stupid. Write like an adult, you fucking dipshit. God. Megan writes, dog poop question. If the dogs have diarrhea, do you still pick it up? Well, first of all, I'm assuming you're on a walk and you're on someone else's property. The simple act, like if you got to picture somebody's inside of the house and if they see the dog assume the position and the dog is going number two, and then you do not make an attempt to pick it up, they see you as, oh, she's not cleaning up at her dog. I hate her. I'm going to yell at her. So you are an adversary at that point. They don't know in the house that it's hard to pick up or nearly impossible if it's that type of, number two. So you have to always, at least for the theater of it, make an attempt to pick it up and do it as best as you possibly can. Always. No matter what. Even if you don't actually pick up any shit. I always... You have the bag on your hand, and it's like I'm grabbing pudding. And Cole says, reach out and pull a clump of their grass out. That is true. So you try to get as much collection as possible of your pudding-like material, and then maybe get rid of that bag and tie it up, and then go another bag and do it again and pick out pieces of grass to at least get some bit of acceptability in getting rid of some of that material from the property.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. Even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You've then tried as best as you could, and they've seen you do it. This is not negotiable. But if they come out and say, hey, you didn't pick up your crap, then you have to say, well, she just shit liquid, so it's just there, and I'm not going to do it. Yeah, your neighbor's going to hate you. You absolutely have to do this. I experience this regularly. Because sometimes my dogs get upset tummies, and that happens, you know? All right, so I hope that answers your question. I actually appreciate you asking that question because that sometimes can be a conundrum for people, and I'm all about helping people. Aram, did you see how she did that? She even asked me something that I wasn't even talking about. She prefaced it with dog poop question, like, here it comes. And then she was clear in her question. She wrote appropriately, and I was able to formulate an answer and then do a portion of the show. If I read yours, I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? You asshole. God. All right. Okay, I covered Kid Rock. I covered the murder fish. A little bit of history. Didn't Vince Neil, wasn't he involved in a car accident from Motley Crue with the drummer from Hanoi Rocks years ago? And that guy died. Razzle from Hanoi Rocks. They were a Vietnamese fucking rock band. Yeah, that actually happened way back. I don't know what it is about this guy and transportation. This is the mugshot of Vince back when that all went down. Because the idiot, Vince wasn't driving it, flying it, but... He has a pilot that takes him around in his own private plane. I didn't think that Nick or Vince had the... why am I saying Nick? I don't think Vince had enough going for him to own a plane. Wasn't he doing those drunken cameos that we talked about on this show? Well, anyway, he's got a private jet, and his girlfriend was on the plane and like a couple dogs or something like that. Darla. Shit, I forgot her water. Well, the pilot lost control of the fucking thing on the runway and smashed into another jet, and it killed the pilot of either the jet they were in or the jet of the one that they hit. I'm not sure. Let's get into this. This is that moment from airport security cameras. All right, so something fucked up happened there. It looked like it hit something, but that's not the big moment. This was ugly. Luckily, there wasn't a lot of activity, but that is a parked airplane that this thing smashes into. Holy shit. From this moment, isn't that a song? Somebody died. The Learjet registered to Neil's business. Speeding down the highway, speeding down the runway, I should say, striking a Gulfstream 200. This happened in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the Scottsdale Airport. Neil's girlfriend, Rain Andriani, and a pal and dogs can be seen skidding and struggling to safely come to a stop. It slams into a parked and unoccupied Gulfstream. So one of Vince's pilots got killed in this. So, my God. So the guy that was in that plane, there's a couple of pilots. Jesus. There were no injuries aboard the other plane because there was no one in it. It happened just before 3 p.m. Monday. When Neil's private jet veered. Neil was not on the jet at the time of the crash. Girlfriend were on board. I bet that was terrifying. One of the pilots died, according to Brett Michaels, who weighed in. That is Vince's pal, I guess. The crash unfolded as a spate of airport accidents and air incidents in recent weeks have left travelers across the country on edge. So there was that. There was another one, a Cessna, I think, yesterday that went down. There was the collision between the helicopter and the American Airlines passenger jet over the Potomac that Trump blamed on black people and mentally impaired people. Then the Learjet carrying the medical passengers crashed into the Philadelphia street and exploded, killing one on the ground, injuring a score of others, killing everybody on board. There was the Alaska Airlines one over the weekend. I think it was Friday. 10 people died. This is right after Trump takes over. So if you can't be happy with this, you know, I think Trump had a real problem with the transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, who he got out before he had a chance to get fired. So Trump takes over, and all these fucking things happen. So, I mean, what's going on here? I don't think that you can actually say, yeah, he actually caused this to happen, like Joe Martinez says. I don't believe that. But something's going on. Kuiper says all of this is happening and I have to fly next week. You know, I hope nothing happens. The good news is Free Beer flies a lot. Tophus says this is what happens when you dismantle government programs. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to take a look at it. I don't know what actually has been dismantled on when it comes to air traffic at this point in time. Maybe. But I'd have to take a look and find that out for myself. I don't know if you can just say that. Trump, though, is quick to blame. He says the reason why helicopter smashed into United Airlines jet was because in the control tower, it was people in wheelchairs and black people and brown people and people that have Down syndrome and mentally challenged people. It's because there were no white people in there. That is what Trump has made very, very clear. All right. Joe Martinez says making America suck again. It depends on who you ask. If you ask some of these MAGA folks who are here right now, who love Trump, they are happy that these accidents are happening. Okay? They want more. Like Kuiper's here. He voted for Trump. He's probably secretly hoping that his plane crashes because that means that America is being made great again. I'm just saying. David is here. He says, what? Look, I'm not the one who is supporting Trump. You guys knew when you went into this what you were getting into when you voted for him. You knew that all these things were going to be wiped out. All right? You wanted to make America great again. So that's why, going forward, if in fact we find out that the dismantling of all of the FAA and the control towers are now filled with white people, you have to be happy with all of these deaths that have happened since Trump took office. Yoda World says, I think everyone should be able to have a job, white or otherwise, and you shouldn't be barred from having it because you're white. Well, that's the great question there. I mean, who knows where this is going to go? In the Make America Great Again Bible, which is that, what is that thing called? Plan 529, Category 1. What is it again? Section 256, everybody talked about leading up to the election. It's that plan. What is it called again? With that, if you were to read over that, it clearly states in the preamble through all of the chapters and the epilogue at the end that black people should not be allowed to work and that we need to have less people who are female, black, mentally impaired, blind, transgender, gay, working. We need more white people working who believe in Jesus Christ. And that is it. The only Americans, according to Plan 456 or whatever it is, that will be working will be white men only that believe in Jesus. You know it and I know it. That's what you signed up for when you voted for him. Okay? And that's where we are right now. Rebecca says, I am just waiting for Medicare and Medicaid to get shut down so Eric can take me out to dinner. Look, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Did I tell you that I would take you out to dinner if Medicare and Medicaid got shut down? First of all, that's not going to happen. Okay? This country, after what Elon Musk has done, is now so goddamn rich, it's unbelievable. We are no longer buying hotel rooms for Al-Qaeda and all that other shit that U.S. aid was paying for. All these pesky things like humanitarian efforts, like there's entire villages in Somalia and Zimbabwe that are dependent on the U.S. for clean water and food and doctors. And Trump has said, fuck that. And that is saving billions of dollars. So now those people are going to die. And Trump is taking all that money and he's funding things like Medicare and Medicaid. So in 3 weeks, this country that already was rich is now Dubai rich. Okay? We're wiping out entire communities like Gaza and building like Trump utopia. Gaza is going to have a hotel not unlike Biff's Pleasure Palace in the one of the Back to the Future movies. That's what's happening. It's going to be Trump's big fucking head on top of that thing. And people like David in Hudsonville, he loves that. That's why he voted for Trump. And Kuiper's voted for Trump. Kuiper's voted for Trump. He wants the Gaza Hotel. He wants no air traffic controllers. He wants only a 10% chance of surviving a flight. And they won. Elections have consequences. And these are now the consequences of the election. So I'm very happy that you guys are happy. I mean, we have to live by this. This is how it is now. And until the next election, we got to wait it out. So whatever. I can wait. All right. That's all I have to say about that. All right. Let's see. I don't know if any of you ever watched the Disney Channel when you were growing up. I don't remember the show called Even Stevens. Christy Carlson Romano was on the show Even Stevens, and she's also the voice of Kim Possible. Animated show, I'm guessing. I've heard of it. Also a contestant on Special Forces World's Toughest Test. Her husband, and she's 40. She's pretty as a picture, by the way. At least she was. The husband said, "Hey, honey, let's go hang out. And my buddies and I and their wives are going to get together and we're going to drink some fucking claws. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. We're going to have a great time. And someone's going to go pull. And then they're going to throw the clay pigeon into the air. And then we're going to shoot it. Okay?" And she's like, "I fucking hate that. I don't like that. It's not that much fun. It's not that fun for me. Oh, my God." And hubby's like, "Oh, it's going to be great. And then afterwards, we'll go out for a meal. We're going to do some guy stuff. Shoot some clay pigeons. Guy stuff. And then we'll go out for a meal." "Okay, all right. I'll just be over here with the girls." Well, so the hubby throws the clay pigeon with the thrower thing. I don't know if you've ever done this before. It's a lot of fun. Pull! Then you throw it. Whammo! And it's real easy to shoot the fucking clay pigeon because you're shooting with a shotgun. And it's like, "Yeah, I'm a man." So, pull! He does it. And then the guy is following it with the gun. And he pulls the trigger. And he hits the clay pigeon. And Kim Possible's face shot her in the face with the shotgun blast, which I think is a line from a Public Enemy song. And so, holy fuck. Now, when I read that, I was like, well, her head is blown off, right? Not so. I guess I couldn't tell you what was in the shells. It obviously isn't like buckshot, which would have blown off her head with these huge pellets come flying out of it. Corey says that the dude pulled a Dick Cheney. Exactly right. Shot her in the face. In the face! In the face! Whoever sent this to me said that. It might have been Patrick. Patrick Doyle. It happened in Texas. Then it said in the story, doctors worked to clean out the wounds. And I'm like, what? How? What do they mean clean out the wounds? Shouldn't they like be picking up her head? She took to Instagram to show everybody the damage. I want to get a bigger picture of this, but I don't think I have it. Hang on. Okay, hang on. All right. It almost went, one of the fragments almost went right into her eye. And now she is, of course, this is what you do. You lean into it. Okay? You tell your friends. And here she is. She put on a full face of makeup. Her hair looks awesome. But she got shot in the face, so she's extremely fucked up here.
I got shot in the eye. It was not fun. I am safe. I got shot here. It is still inside. There's a fragment there. There's a fragment here. We cleaned that out. I'm very grateful to first responders as a whole. I mean, they're just the most amazing superhero-like people.
Oh, come on. It's their job. Give me a break.
To take care of us at our most desperate times.
They don't do it for free. They get paid. Okay, thank you.
And so I'm grateful to St. David's South.
Yeah, quit. She needs to not be like talking about the people who saved her. She needs to talk about the asshole that shot her in the face.
Here in Austin. This is really bad tonight. Everything's kind of clearing out. But got to say, I got shot in the face and lived to tell the tale.
It looks like she got shot in the face twice because on her collar there, is that jizz? That would have been something if she had to take a load in the face after she took a load in the face.
Be grateful for every day.
Oh, shut up. Don't lecture me. The only reason why you did this is to show everybody get some sympathy. Come on now. I guess that the one that hit under the eye, it's still in there and they like couldn't go get it. So she's going to have it forever or something like that. Josiah Slaps says, so she got shot in the face. Women always complaining. Am I right? All right. I don't think if a woman says, yeah, do it in my face, she's not doing it because she doesn't like it. I mean, that's actually a thing, you know? Corey says they always complain that it stings after they take a shot in the eye. I wouldn't know anymore. All right. All right. By the way, I just scheduled my urology appointment. Now, it's not till June, which sucks. But there is a chance that I might actually be able to get my jizz back. Some of you are like, what? Yeah, I'm on medicine that helps my prostate to shrink. It's enlarged. It's huge. And it's a horrible source of discomfort. The medicine shrinks the prostate, lowers my libido, and actually makes it so there's no jizz. Like you can't jizz anymore. And that is one of the absolute joys of life. Pooh Bear is like, well, we're just roommates now then. She didn't say that, but I mean, she understands, but come on. She's used to this monster eruption, and now I can give her no joy. She used to call me Easy Spurt, for God's sakes. However, there's a procedure called Urolift, where they go in your butthole and they like pump up a balloon and they lift up your prostate so it's not pressuring your bladder, which means I can get off the medicine. That's what I should do. I should get off the medicine and don't tell her and then let it save up for like 5 months and then just give her a full blast just to, oh my God, you fucking asshole, what the fuck? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Wishful thinking. I'll keep you updated on this show. I know you want to know. All right. Before we wrap up and get to the asshole of the day, and did we have a nominee earlier? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. We did have a nominee earlier. today's asshole of the day. Before we get to the asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball, do keep in mind that tax season is right now. And if you go to tagcpa.net, that is getting you access to the guy who does my accounting, my tax return. The Gins, Troy Ginzer, otherwise known as the Tax Hobbit. Online at tagcpa.net. You can reach out to him at 616-301-9516. If you want to start the process. Now, again, you can be anywhere in the U.S. to get this done. You want a trusted person to do your taxes. You have that person because I'm telling you, you can trust them. You will get a fantastic return. The money will show up in your account, and then you're done. Excuse me. TagCPA.net from no matter where you are in the U.S. Finally, when it comes to health care, if you are in between jobs, perhaps your employer does not offer you insurance or you just lost your gig, think about giving Frank Fuss a shout. Frank can help you get your insurance policy through healthcare.gov. Some of you don't even know how healthcare.gov works and how you can get access to a fantastic insurance policy through what's known as the marketplace. Okay? You might think, oh, it costs me $3,000 a month. It doesn't, because you get a tax credit on your upcoming tax year to help you pay for the policy. Full details when you reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com from anywhere in the U.S. Today's asshole of the day is Kid Rock. What a dick. You clap or I'm leaving. Ooh. Sorry, didn't sound like Kid Rock. I don't know what that sounded like. Okay. Corey says, easy going on a 12-month blue ball spell. My God, that's so true. This show is now complete. Thank you for being part of it. I'll be joining you a little later on Patreon. Who Are These Broadcasters happens at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. Catch it live. Go to Who Are These Podcasts on YouTube. Click live. And then you'll see us there starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.